June 8, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. God, we can trust. Opening prayer. Lord, use your words to help me see you more clearly, to follow you more closely, and serve you wholeheartedly. Read Isaiah chapter 45, verses 9 through 25. Woe to those who quarrel with their maker, those who are nothing but potsherds among the potsherds on the ground. Does the clay say to the potter, "What are you making?" Does your work say, "The potter has no hands?" Woe to the one who says to a father, "What have you begotten?" Or to a mother, "What have you brought to birth?" This is what the Lord says, the Holy One of Israel and its Maker. Concerning things to come, do you question me about my children, or give me orders about the work of my hands? It is I who made the earth and created mankind on it. My own hand stretched out the heavens. I marshaled their starry hosts. I will raise up Cyrus in my righteousness. I will make all his ways straight. He will rebuild my city and set my exiles free, but not for a price or reward, says the Lord Almighty. This is what the Lord says. The products of Egypt and the merchandise of Cush and those tall Sabaeans, they will come over to you and will be yours. They will trudge behind you, coming over to you in chains. They will bow down before you and plead with you, saying, "Surely God is with you, and there is no other. There is no other God. Truly you are a God who has been hiding himself, the God and Savior of Israel. All the makers of idols will be put to shame and disgraced. They will go off into disgrace together. But Israel will be saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You will never be put to shame or disgraced to ages everlasting. For this is what the Lord says, He who created the heavens, He is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, He founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken in secret from somewhere in a land of darkness. I have not said to Jacob's descendants, Seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. Gather together and come. Assemble, you fugitives from the nations. Ignorant are those who carry about idols of wood, who pray to gods that cannot save. Declare what is to be. Present it. Let them take counsel together. Who foretold this long ago? Who declared it from the distant past? Was it not I, the Lord? And there is no God apart from me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none but me. Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, my mouth has uttered in all integrity, a word that will not be revoked. Before me every knee will bow, by me every tongue will swear. They will say of me, In the Lord alone are deliverance and strength. All who have raged against him will come to him and be put to shame. But all the descendants of Israel will find deliverance in the Lord and will make their boast in him. Reflect. This is a grand ending to our readings in Isaiah. Thank God for what he has been speaking to you about over the past 2 weeks. There are different responses to what God has been doing in this world and in his people. One response is to quarrel with God and question what he is doing. It's natural to grapple with what is going on in our lives and world. This is surely what Job did. But is your ultimate response one of faith in the God who made the earth rather than in idols? See Romans chapter 9, verse 20. God does not ask us to seek him in vain and Isaiah provides a model response in verses 16 through 17. What is his faith in? A God of salvation, who does not put his people to shame. A God who made the heavens and the earth. A God who loves his people and created them to be in his world. A God who plans the course of history and is without parallel. There is none but him. A God of integrity, whose word is sure, and who all will worship. Verse 23. See also Romans chapter 14, verse 11. Many of these truths we can see even more clearly in Jesus. Surely the only response is to boast in him. Apply. Turn to me and be saved. Now turn your heart's attitude and posture toward God as you think about your day and your week, and the joys and the sorrows in your heart. Closing prayer. Holy Spirit, continue to mold me into the image of Christ, and help me to see how I can bring him glory as I seek to serve him.